On today's episode of Cubs Out Loud, the boys have a frank political discussion. No, really, they do. And Robert makes a startling announcement. Then they dish about Black Friday, cats and Christmas trees, bronies, shirtless military men, steam rooms, and, well, smegma. COL 187 starts now. Sunday, November 25th, 2012. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
I'm Robert.
Thanks for noticing me.
And I'm your oversized elf.
That boy ain't right.
Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, Vintage Terminal Length, episode number 187. And, Turkey Coma.
Turkey Coma. Yes. Turkey.
Turkey coma.
You know, everybody's worried about the human zombie apocalypse. I'm worried more about the turkey zombie apocalypse.
The tryptophan zombie apocalypse.
Oh, no, it's a zombie turkey. Whatever shall we do? That sounds more like a whale in distress.
No, a whale is...
Or possibly my last date.
Oh. But I'll bump.
Yeah, well...
No, the last date was like,
It sounds more like laughing, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, well.
Oh, alrighty.
And by the way, 15 days.
Yeah.
And counting. So. The official countdown clock has started. Okay. And I realized that the 9th, I will not be with y'all, so... I'll be in Houston. So,
it's gonna be a great show.
Yeah, sure.
Sad face. Alrighty.
So all right, moving on.
Yeah. So, who wants to, who? What?
And by the way, another news.
Thanksgiving.
This week.
So,
I'll start this week. Why not?
Sure.
Because mine was dull. Besides working on my truck again. But I'd also like to point out that a lot actually happened this week for a lot of people. The late Sherman Helmsley was finally laid to rest after 3 months of arguing and bickering. Larry Hagman died.
Yeah.
That was sad because, I mean, the new version of Dallas is actually really good. And so I'm trying to figure out now if the show's going to survive without him.
Well, they still have some that they probably recorded.
Well, yeah, but they'll eventually have to find a way to write him off, probably have him actually die.
Well,
his character gets shot again.
This
time he actually dies.
Either that or, like I suggested the other night on a Google Plus Hangout, you know, maybe they can just reanimate him like they did the mother on The Sopranos.
Oh.
Back then it was bad, but maybe if they did it like Tupac now, like they did at Coachella, you know, maybe Larry Hagman could go on forever.
Oh.
Well, the Coachella stuff was a little bit different.
That was a little weird. But you know he's not really dead. He's still alive. So I've realized that in the next 15 to 16 days, I am one busy motherfucker.
Busy motherfucker?
We have trial on December 3rd, which we're having to meet. The entire prosecution team's having to meet every stinking day between now and the 3rd. My husband comes home in 15 days. I have a shit ton of writing assignments to get done. I've got a shit ton of homework. I have a house to clean. I've got a lot to do. I mean, it's pretty much going to be me going 18-hour days for the next 15 to 16 days.
Wow.
So, yeah, Godspeed to me, huh?
Just don't forget to breathe.
But then I get 5 weeks. Well, I say 5 weeks of peace and quiet. It'll be more like 5 weeks getting my ass pounded every night, but that's another story. Show. And on that note, Robert.
I'll go last.
Oh, okay. Oh, must be a good one.
Well, I'll go next.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Thanksgiving.
What's that? Okay.
Yeah, I this Thanksgiving, instead of going over to our family friends, they were busy. One of them was having a baby. Oh. So I ended up going to a coworker's place.
And I had Tuesday off, which is really weird because, you know, my normal weekday off is Thursdays, but since there was Thanksgiving, I was already having that off anyways. And I was going to be paid by that. And my company said, hey, do you want to take another day off? Unfortunately, it'll be unpaid. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And so they gave me Tuesday off. Ugh. So I work Monday, off Tuesday, work Wednesday.
Oh, God.
Off Thursday, work Friday, Saturday.
That sucks.
So it was just weird because it was like, well, wouldn't it be more logical to do like a Monday so I would finally have a 2-day weekend, or Wednesday so I'd kind of have a 2-day weekend, or Friday so I would have a 2-day weekend?
You work for a giant corporation. Do you think logic means anything to them?
I wouldn't say corporation, but bank, I suppose, and not so giant.
Giant monster mega bank?
No. No, they're not that big.
Yeah, guarantees. I mean,
they didn't get any TARP money.
I think they ever factored into corporate dealings. Regardless of the size of the company.
It's a bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the mortgage servicing division.
Still, it's a bank.
Yeah, I don't have anything to do with the retail side.
And aren't you glad for that?
Except for people who call thinking they're talking to somebody in the retail side.
Yeah, I want to know why this here check bounced.
I don't know. Did you talk to the bank?
Actually, your answer to that could be because you probably have no money in the bank. Did you ever think about checking that there, Cletus?
Not necessarily. Because I've had return payments, and they're not because of insufficient funds.
Stop pays?
Occasionally, but usually it's invalid account number.
Nice.
How the hell can you have an invalid account number on a pre-printed check?
Well, usually I'm not talking about a check. I'm talking about the electronic. Because we have electronic payments, and they're typing it into the freaking website, and they still get it wrong. And I'm like,
nice.
Okay, you can see the numbers that you're typing in there, right? Okay.
That's why they make you type it twice.
No, actually, we only make them type it once.
Oh, well, there's a problem right there. Because every place that I have to do an electronic check, they always make me not only double enter the routing, they make me double enter the account number, too.
I've never had that experience. Huh. No, besides the fact that most other places take, like, debit card payments. So I can just use my debit card.
True.
But of course, being a mortgage servicer, we can take credit card payments.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
So even if it's a debit card, it's still processed through the credit card system. So it's we don't know whether what account it's being drawn from, there's anything official. So since we don't have any way of really verifying that, we're just like, nope, we need your routing account number. So you don't have it? Well, call back later.
Love you. Love you yes, long time.
And it's a freaking $20 fee. And just because I say that, don't snap at me. Don't say, but they said they'd waive it. You could have said, oh, but the previous agent said they'd waive it. And then you know what I'd probably do?
What was the previous agent's name?
No, we can easily waive those draft fees. I mean, we're not going to argue.
But if they're a douchebag, so much for waiving.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
If you're really a douchebag, I'll be like, I'm sorry, it's a $20 fee. You do have these other methods? You know, I could definitely take the payment, but I can only do it for the... I mean, because usually most of the time when we're waiving a fee or reducing the fee, it's some really valid reason. Oh, I can make the payment, but I can only make the payment. We'd rather get that payment instead of a draft fee. So I mean, there's ways about it, but if somebody's being an ass, has been every single time they call, they get a complete waiver. I will be like, no, you've had your waivers. It is a $20 fee. Here are some other options. And I actually got somebody to do it through their website, which was only $5. I'm like, you just saved yourself $15.
Okay? That's still to me though. I still think even with the web, I still think that's ridiculous to charge anything.
To each their own.
See, I mean, I'm okay. I think the fees are absolutely, completely, and utterly ridiculous too. I'm more thinking like, if you're gonna charge a fee like $1.
Well, Capital One.
That's what they did with that's what we did with First Mark when we were doing the phone payments and web payments. Yeah. There was a $1 fee for using those services.
I still think that's ridiculous, though, because it actually cost more to have somebody send in a paper check, have that person at the other end enter that check, because you're having to pay them hourly, whereas either automated phone or automated web, you're not paying somebody to actually even look at it. So,
but it's
like Capital One. Capital One charges no fee to do it right now, to do anything on either the web or the automated phone system. Starting January 1st, however, web charges will be $3.50 and phone charges will be $10. So I'm like, yeah, I'll be buying a bunch of stamps and envelopes.
There's a well, then you also have to rely on the mail, and we have to trust that it's going to get there on time, too. Also, that's how we make our money, actually, because your payment. Because your mortgage payment, it doesn't do anything for us, really.
Yeah.
For intents and purposes, all the money goes back to the investor to repay the loan, and then all of the interest goes to the investor. It doesn't go to us at all. So, in order for us to make some money, that's where the fees come in.
Understandable.
So, Damon, how was your week?
Yeah.
Hung up or something.
Yeah, for a second. They're like, we're done with you talking to everyone.
I was going to click on something else, and I ended up clicking the hang up. Anyways.
Nice.
So, we're good.
So, my week was pretty calm. I worked Monday and Tuesday. Got my work done. Like, we had a big meeting on Monday with our bosses, basically, my whole division's bosses. And they're basically like, what do you need to do to make your job easier? For me right now, I'm fine. Like, leave me alone.
More money.
Well, yeah. Money would be great, but that ain't going to happen. More staff, that would be great, but that ain't going to happen.
A personal assistant.
Yeah, more staff. That ain't going to happen. So they basically told us, eventually, you're going to stop babysitting, to put it simply. You're not going to beg and plead for these HR managers to give you the information. If they don't give it to you, screw it. And if the person ends up suing the company, you can put it all on the HR manager.
Wow.
You did your job. You did your job. You did what you were supposed to do. We need you to focus on doing your job, not trying to get these other people to do what they need to do. So no more babysitting. There's going to eventually be a whole probably 20-page email about what we need to do. But, yeah, so went home, went to Louisville to visit my mom and had Thanksgiving with her side of the family. The turkey was amazing. I don't know what my uncle does, but he does do drugs, so if there's anything like that in that turkey, I don't care, because it was freaking amazing. And went out Friday night with a new friend that I had been talking to for a while. I actually finally got to meet him and came home yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a good, fun
time. You mean to tell me you were allowed to do this?
Yes. And I will explain more in my segment.
Ooh. Looking forward to hearing this line of reasoning.
Okay. And was that it?
That was it, yes.
It can't be. No way.
Two and a half minutes.
No fucking way.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I told you. I'm cutting the fat. How is that? I'm going to hit the highlights and move on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because we have more show to do.
There's one thing that I didn't hear anything about.
Oh, crap. That is true. We had rehearsal on Tuesday at the Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Everybody dance now!
Because we normally have rehearsals on Wednesday, but since people travel, we decided not to. We are getting ready for our concert next weekend, which is why I will not be here next Sunday.
Hmm. Okay.
Unless we record late, but
we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. But yes. But that's it.
Still, even with that, that would have only made you about 3 minutes, Damon. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
I'm cutting the fat.
Yeah. So, Ben, what's going on with heat sinks?
Wait.
Hello? Yeah,
Robert.
Did you forget about Robert?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's pretty hard to miss. Come on.
I'm so used to the long one being at the end.
And rapidly shrinking. I can't turn sideways and you can't see me, but, you know, still, I'm here. So it's been, what, 2 weeks since I've talked to you guys?
Yeah.
Let's see, getting my blood sugar under control.
Yay.
My daily averages are about 130.
Woo. I meant to ask you, Robert, have you been taking those Glucerna shakes?
Oh, God, no. Those things are disgusting.
Yeah, they are, but they do work, believe it or not.
Actually, I'm doing really well with just diet and exercise and making sure that I eat a number of small meals during the day. I don't eat huge amounts anymore. Unless I'm, like, really hungry and I haven't had a snack in a couple of hours. But my monthly average is coming down nicely because my little log on my phone tracks my daily averages.
Cool.
Forgot to put that in, didn't I? Anyway, it tracks my monthly averages, my daily my weekly averages, and my daily averages. And so far this month, I'm at 146. Woohoo! Under the 150 mark. Weekly, I'm at 133. Yay! And today my blood sugar was 128 when I got up.
Cool.
Very nice.
But yeah, keeping those down, trying to work out 4 days a week.
Yeah, how's that working out?
I'm three solid.
Okay.
But generally that fourth day, I'm like, I don't want to, please don't make me. Once I'm up and going, it's just getting me up and going.
Yeah.
Because I've actually come to realize I actually like, oh God, I hate to say this, I like working out.
Oh no.
Yay!
Well, I like the solitude. You know, because I walk about 2.5 miles right now. I've got plans to go farther, longer distances, but the thing is, for right now, 2.5 miles seems to be about my limit. I get up at 6:30 in the morning. I'm out the door by 6:45. I've got 45 minutes just not talking to another human being. If there's somebody on the road, I turn into antisocial penguin and just, they don't exist. I listen to my music and I just forget that I have anything else at the house. So for me, it's simply about the solitude and about being quiet and focusing on one thing and one thing only. So,
and that's not always easy to do.
No, it's not. Especially when you live with, four other adults who demand your attention almost constantly. You work at a job that demands your attention almost, constantly. And, you have to babysit assholes. And the guests are pretty nasty, too.
Hey, maybe you need to go to work at the same place Damon does so you won't have to babysit.
Awesome. That's the reason when you have to babysit people?
Yeah, that would be – it's amazing. It's going to be amazing, I hope. God, I hope so.
But let's see. That's health and blood sugar. And I fit into a 3X T-shirt, and it's not tight. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
I'm very happy about that. I'm currently wearing a 2X T-shirt, and it looks like a pork sausage, but, baby steps. Found out that I was using my weight scale wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, so I gained 20 pounds in 5 seconds.
Oh.
Who knew you weren't supposed to leave it on carpet?
Huh.
So I put it on the floor and my weight jumped 20 pounds. I'm like, oh, Christ. Well, oh. Then I mean, it was actually heavier than what I thought I was. Ooh.
Oh.
So apparently carpet takes off 20 pounds.
Yeah. If you're looking to lose a little weight, put your scale on carpet. especially nice, cushy, low pile carpet. But I've been doing well, so I haven't checked my weight in about a week. I'm going to check it sometime today and make sure that everything's going according to plan. My food diary, Thursday was a cheat day, and oh my God, I blew my calorie because I'm on 2,000 calories a day.
Mm-hmm.
I blew my calories by like 1,000 calories.
Oh, like, God.
Ooh, hey, that's awesome. But, you know, and that's what Eric, one of my friends, we were talking about this, and he's like, oh, fuck it. Who cares? You know, it's Thanksgiving. You just know it's going to go away and not be there. So he's like, I'm not even looking at it. I'm like, no, I want to know how many calories I'm going to blow. So, but let's see. Work has been challenged.
I'm sure.
Has he already started to exceed Damon's normal time limit?
Yeah.
Well, that's only been 2 weeks.
But wow. he's been true. Not,
that's true.
But let's see. Work, it's that small drooling child with a helmet in the back of the bus.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
God damn. Anyway, everything's been fine leading up into Black Friday. I didn't have to work Thursday, which is for the first time in years.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't have to go in until 3 o'clock on Friday. So I missed all the bullshit.
Oh, thank God.
I still had, you know, I had this one woman call through looking for one of those power wheels. It's a Mercedes for her, you know, spawn. And this, it was on sale. It was like, it's normally like almost $200, and we had it on for like $100, I think, or like $90, something around there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a very popular item. We haven't had any since I started my shift. None. I asked 4 different people because I wanted to make sure, do we have it? Because I have people calling for it. This woman calls. She's like, well, they said at another store. Okay, there's your first problem. The mechanism that we use, the computer system that we use to update the stores during the holidays sometimes takes up to 3 days to update.
Wow.
Welcome to the wonderful world of modern technology.
Usually it updates every 24 hours or so. They've been trying to make this in real time, and it never seems to work that way.
Mm.
So 24 hours is a safe bet. During the holidays and holiday week, especially holiday weekends, it can take up to 3 days.
Understandable.
So, yeah. So she's like, well, they said at this other store that you guys had some. I'm like, no, ma'am, I'm sorry. We're sold out. Now, in the meantime that I'm talking to her, I've got people standing in front of me who want something. I've got team members who want something. I'm trying to focus on what I'm doing. And I'm helping her, helping guests, helping team members, trying to get equipment for people. And I may have been a little short, but I was not rude. And so I get her off my phone. 10 minutes later, she calls back asking to speak to a manager.
Nice.
The manager who she speaks to is my direct boss.
Oh.
So, and this is her first Christmas in retail.
Oh, your boss is?
This is her first retail job.
Oh, God.
So she, I'll think that she blew somebody to get her position, but whatever. So I get pulled into an office and she's like, well, the guest feels that you were being a little mean to her. And I was like, great. I'm thinking inside my head, okay, don't say this, but this is your first year in retail working the holidays. How do you not understand that people are going to say whatever shit they can to get my ass in trouble because I didn't give them what they wanted?
Mm. Amen to that noise.
So I walked out of there. And then maybe 10, 15 minutes later, I had a teammate of mine who I formerly considered not a friend, but somebody who I got along with. She called me lazy to my face.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, I'm done. And okay. So that bugged me more than the guest, because I'm like, the guest is bullshit and she can go fucking die on fire.
Mm.
This little tramp that I have to work with now, I said to a friend of mine, I go, I have lost any respect I had for her. Mm. I didn't have a lot.
Yeah.
Because she's a pothead. But nice. I'm just like, you know, she tried to tell me, well, pot doesn't kill brain cells. I'm like, excuse me?
Since when?
Yeah. But so I was just like, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of respect for her because she's lazy and she's a pothead. But I'm just like, I was like, I maintained a professional relationship with her. I'm like, and after this, I was like going, oh, I'm going to have to treat you like I treat Christina.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and you deserve to be separated from the herd.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, and then I talked to HR yesterday, and I was like, look, this has been bugging me. I got called lazy to my face. I got told that working on the floor is harder than being an operator. And I told my HR person, I go, I wanted to literally look at her and go, because that's because you sit on your ass and do absolutely nothing when you're back here.
Hmm.
That's the reason why it's easier.
Yeah.
Because, like, Black Friday, I started work at 3 o'clock. I didn't sit down until I took my lunch.
Yeesh.
That was 4 hours later.
Wow.
And then I didn't sit down again until damn near the end of the night. I don't sit down. There's always something to do. There's guests to deal with. There's clothing to deal with. There's everything else. You know, I don't sit down unless I am having to concentrate on one particular thing.
Mm.
So I'm up. I'm moving. I burned, because even though it's a small space, I burned like 250 calories.
Wow.
Because I clocked it once. So I'm like going, I'm lazy. Hello. And I told a couple of other people who work operator, and they both looked at me like, she said, what? Like, yeah, there we go. There's the reaction I was looking for. But anyway, outside of that, outside of work, and had chicken and dumplings for Thanksgiving.
Yummy.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. My aunt hasn't made them in a while. I forgot how awesome they were. Been very good. Been avoiding the pitfalls of going in and candy because, you know, Christmas time, working retail, especially places that sell candy, there's candy everywhere.
Mm.
Because, you know, bags are like, oh, the bag's open. Can't sell that.
Tragic, okay. Isn't it?
It's so tragic. Oh, look, the whole case pack is open. Ah, what are we going to do? Anyway, so it's like I was in HR office yesterday, and she has this huge basket just overflowing with candy, and I'm like going, huh, I think I need an apple.
There you go.
I know, it's not about denying yourself. It's about making smarter choices.
Yes.
But anyway, so that was my 2 weeks in purgatory.
Yay.
Woo. If it's purgatory, you don't really want to be in there.
You just have to be there.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
Now that we got that done. Ben, heat sinks. Or lack thereof.
Yeah, not till after finals, sorry.
What's going on with COL though, Jeff?
I'm sorry?
You mean COL movies?
Oh, God, yeah.
Haven't you heard? We're on hiatus. Yes.
Oh.
So nothing.
See, there's two shows that ain't got nothing going on. So on that note.
That's the reason why I took it out for the lineup.
But I hear we have some Bear Underground group followers.
Yes. Our friend Dave Gertinger. We have Mike the Bear Cub. Also enjoyed. And Mystery Sammy, who, when I looked at his profile page, said, I'm leaving a Bear Underground.
Oh, okay. Well, a little late to be following us now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know when the last time anybody looked to see about somebody joining the group. So it could have been there for a while.
Mm.
And on that?
Yeah. Well, a quick comment.
Yeah.
From the way... Mystery Sammy had put his whole I'm leaving Bear Underground thing. It sounds like all he really was going to do was, I've got stuff I need to do, so I can't really be on Bear Underground right now. And it sounded like he wanted to delete his profile, get rid of it completely,
no,
and go away. But it also sounded like he wanted to come back. Eventually, he would be back. And I'm like, well, why delete the profile? Just leave it there. Just don't log in.
Anyways.
And how, what did I say? He's 20. Everything is high dungeon. It's all high.
Mama is a child.
Yeah. Wrist to forehead, Wilton.
Sweet kid, but he's a kid.
Okay, well, on that note,
moving on.
Mystery Sammy joined June 14, 2012. FYI. Wow. So.
Okay.
All right, so now I'm going to try to do an impromptu jingle. Ben's Bitch of the Week!
Oh, yes. Mine is one that many of you fabulous people out there in Google Plus and Bear Underground and other unmentionable places have issues with, and it's called Cats Plus Christmas Trees equals, oh, shit. Yeah, so what is my yearly tradition on Thanksgiving and usually the day after, too? It's putting up all the Christmas shit. Hey. And I should know, having three cats that are all, one is 3 years old, one is 18 months old, and one is 8 months old.
Oh, no.
Now, the three-year-old knows better. He doesn't touch the tree. The baby is going to touch the tree, but it's the middle one that likes to now pull lights, specific individual lights, out of the their sockets.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I cannot tell you how many times I got up and had to squirt him and the little one with the water bottle last night, yet they still continue to fuck with the tree. I don't even know why I bother having a Christmas tree skirt, because it wound up in my hallway this morning. And for those of y'all who have ever watched Designing Women, if you ever saw the episode where Charlene has her baby and Bernice is wearing the Christmas tree skirt, yeah, I always think of that when I think Christmas tree skirts, but that's neither here nor there. So anyways, the question is, will there still be a tree, let alone ornaments, left on the tree come the 25th of Christmas? You'll get a weekly update. And on that note, how is Damon the boy?
Okay.
It's time for Damon. Damon the boy.
Damon the boy. Watch.
Nice.
See, I'm just coming up with these jingles like
on the fly.
On the fly.
Very nice.
So one of the good things is generally, and I'll put it generally, going out is not a big deal. Meaning I can go, you know, I can talk to friends and be like, hey, let's go out kind of thing. However, depending on where I'm going, depends on whether I wear the collar or not. Stop it, Ben.
Hide. Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, for example, going to dinner, probably don't need to wear the collar. You know,
but
although
it's
a
conversation starter.
I have worn it out, you know, like went to Qdoba with friends and had it on. But anyway, going to like a bar or, you know, something like that, yeah, probably need to put it on. So that's what I did. I went to a bar in Louisville called Triangles, which is kind of a bear bar, but also more of a like mixed crowd kind of bar, an older crowd. I went with my friend Tommy, and I had my collar on. Great. Well, sitting down with one of his friends, they're like, oh, you have such a nice necklace on. I really like that necklace. And I'm like going, no. It's not a necklace. It's really not a necklace.
Yeah, but sometimes maybe you should just leave it at that.
I did. I did not want to sit there and have a nice, because it would have been a good 20 minutes. Not saying he wasn't bright, but it would have been a good, because it wasn't just him. There was also so the encounter of the night. There was a man, an older gentleman, who I think had been drinking since yesterday, since like Thursday.
Oh.
And he walks up and he's in this, the only thing I remember is the cable knit sweater.
Oh no.
And some khakis. And he was,
that's in the 70s.
Yeah. He was like three sheets to the wind. It was horrible. And he, you know, and so the first thing he did, which is a big no-no, not just for Damon the boy, but also Damon in period, is came up and like groped, like a big, not like a innocent little, you know, tap or whatever, which is kind of playful and flirty and fun. I can get that. But, like, grabbed my chest and, like, basically pulled on my pec until he got to the nipple. Like, he was literally pulling. And it was like, you need to stop. So I don't deal well with people who are drunk, like really drunk. So his hand got a playful, quote unquote, slap. Like, no. And then he sat at our table for, I don't know why, and I don't know for how long, but he was just there. And he was obviously drunk. He was obviously horny. He obviously was all over everybody. And it was just like, you know, you need to stop. He stopped with me for a while. But then as he was leaving, thank God, he kind of looked at me as if he wanted to touch again.
Uh-oh.
And I gave him my look. The look of, you should know better, or you better not.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, and he didn't, thank God. So, but it's just one of those situations where I appreciate the interest, but not when you're so intoxicated you probably have no idea who you're touching, and you probably won't remember come 2 minutes later. So, yeah, but that was the experience. I had a great time. We went to another bar that had a drag show, and I got to dance, and which is I love to do. So that was fun. It was a fun night, but I was responsible. I had my collar on. I did not allow certain things to happen.
Dun, so, dun, dun.
Yes. And then I talked with Daddy yesterday. We went to dinner after I got home, and we, you know, had a nice little long laughing conversation about the drunk guy and everything. And
so, how did that go over?
It went over really well. He understood my, and he knew that I would wear the collar if I went out. He shouldn't have to ask anymore. But
no, actually, if you should have to ask, you should be punished.
Well,
very harshly.
No.
No. I think it's
we will
sort of relationship.
We'll see what I hopefully we won't get a chance to see what happens when I do something wrong.
No, I hope he videotapes it. That would go awesome on XTube.
Well, see, that's the reason why we have this section.
Yes, it is. Videos next
week. I'll do something bad just so we can have a video. How about that? It's not going to happen this week because of this week is Hell Week for the chorus. So,
I'm sorry. Much better.
The Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Oh, okay, that one.
So I will be too tired and too busy to really do anything but that this week. So.
Oh, okay. Well, on that note.
Yeah. But next week. No, I'm kidding.
So,
alrighty.
No movie moment this week right now. I didn't actually watch any movies this week. So.
Oh my god.
I keep forgetting. I need to remember. If anything, I need to at least watch something so I can recommend something to you guys. But we'll skip that for this week. Moving into the general topics.
Dun.
What country is it which has the Kill the Gays bill?
Uganda.
Anybody in the Middle East?
Uganda. No, it's actually an African country. It's this is actually like an actual bill, an actual law on the books. So,
I also point out that that's been going on in Iran forever, and it is legal to kill the gays there.
Yeah.
So.
But Uganda, being a country in Africa, it's a little different. See, the whole thing started when Scott Lively, who's a right-wing Christian homophobic asshole, who's actually considering running for governor of Massachusetts. I hope he gets his ass stomped. Anyway, he and a bunch of other Christian evangelicals have been over in Africa for decades, and one of the things that they've been trying to promote is wholesale denial and or murder of gays in Africa. And what they've done is in Uganda, they've actually got a bill before the Ugandan parliament and the president saying that, you know, homosexuals are over here, you know, and they deserve to be treated like animals and killed. And so this has been going on, this fight has been going on for about 5 or 6 years. Countries threaten to take away their aid, take away all their all the stuff that we give them. The UK has done it. We've done it. They pulled the kill clause out of the bill, but then they lie and come back and put it in. The country's president has said that the parliament needs to pass the bill as a gift to Christians for Christmas.
Nice.
Anyway, so my thing is that this came to me the other day when I was thinking about it. I'm like going, well, because the Obama administration has been really quiet this time. Usually they put out saying something, we don't support this, through the State Department, we don't support this, this is wrong. But the thing is, this time they've been actually really quiet about it. And my thing is that, well, does America, I mean, yes, it's gotten better in the last 5 or 6 years, but does America have a paradigm to go into another country and tell these countries, look, you start killing your citizens because of, you know, their sexuality, and we're going to stop helping you? When in America, you still can't get married. In most places, gay kids kill themselves because their families will not support them. Their communities will treat them like trash. You know, we can't even solve our own problems. What makes us believe that we can go out to another country and tell them, don't do that or we're going to slap your hands?
Well, you also have to look at it at levels, too. I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're just killing their people.
Right.
I mean, I don't care if they're straight, gay, whatever. They're just killing their people because of some sort of aspect. And here, we're not going to be killing any people. We're not having all the rights.
Yeah, so, I mean, it sort of goes back to the whole genocide thing, where, like, in the Congo, where you have a bunch of rebels and, you know, they're fighting against, or Bosnia-Herzegovina, where it was Bosnian Serbs against, you know, the Islam or the Arabs in the country. So, I mean, if you look at it at that level, yes, we have a duty to do something about it. But the thing is, my whole question was, is like, we still have problems and we're trying to hold ourselves up as an ideal, but should we be?
Well, I've always been a believer, and this is going to sound really bad, but I don't think we should meddle in other countries' business.
Oh, what the hell? We've been doing it for the last 220
years. I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, we should focus on ourselves first before we start meddling with other countries. You know,
But it never works that way. Let's pull all of our aid out of Uganda. So yeah, we just leave them alone, do their thing, and let a whole bunch of people starve.
I understand that. That's where I was getting at.
works for me.
You know, I understand. Like, that would be the great thing if we could do that. But obviously, we can't. You know, not just because of what we, you know, not just because we've been doing it, but also because we realize that there are people in these countries that need assistance that their countries just aren't going to give to them.
Right.
Yeah, but at the same time, shouldn't we be more worried about our own people and what's going on over here before we need to be worried about everybody else in the flipping world? Don't we have people over here that are starving and don't have jobs and this and that and the other? So why the hell are we worried about everyone else? Why nobody else is worried about us. Why should we be worried about anyone else?
Well,
what goes around comes around. I guarantee you, if a major, when I say major disaster, I'm not talking like Superstorm Sandy. I'm talking like Superstorm Sandy cubed, you know, comes and wipes out 2/3 of the country. Is anyone else in the free world going to help us? Hell No.
I actually believe we will get help.
Very little. Very, very little.
It'll be from countries that
have something to gain. And either that, or it'll be countries that have something to gain.
Or they have something to something vital to lose if we, you know, the country decides 2/3 of the country is missing.
Yeah.
You know. So,
because, you know, wouldn't China love to come over and help us? I don't know. They'd love to come over and just take us over.
But, you know, the thing is, then there will be surprising, you know, surprising little countries. There was something that happened during Hurricane Sandy. Some little country sent, like, you know, money and supplies to New York because they could help.
But ask yourself this question. Are countries that we've given a shit ton money, is Iraq going to help us? Hell no. Is Libya going to help us? Hell no. There's a bunch of countries that will not help us, period, even though we've given and given and given.
But it's like in this country, Democrats, states that vote predominantly Democrat, pay for the states that vote predominantly Republican. Whereas New York, California, Oregon, Washington, the Northeastern Corridor, we pay for places like Mississippi and Kansas and Georgia. And because those states use more of the taxes that we give out than they take in. So, sorry, I didn't say that right. The pool of taxes that Americans pay to the government every year, the blue states have a tendency to take less, and the red states have a tendency to take more. Because they've got more people on subsistence, because the local governments and the state government can't help because they're poor states. So New York pays for Mississippi, California pays for Georgia. You know, it's just that's the way it's been in this country. And my thought is that personally, I think we have a responsibility to not only lift up our own people, but to lift up others.
Okay, but wouldn't you sit there and say that we need to be more concerned about our own people first?
No doubt. Don't get me wrong. I do believe that there's a lot of things here in America that we need to focus on a lot more than we need to focus on world politics. But the problem is that we're not just one country. We're not Moldavia. You know, there isn't. Yeah, you know, we're not just, you know, a little tiny country. We're not, you know, a little tiny country that's landlocked in the middle of nowhere that nobody cares about. You know. We are
Liechtenstein.
But the thing is that there's, you know, we are the world's last superpower. You can't even call Russia a superpower anymore.
No, but China sure is getting that title.
China's getting there.
Hell, they
Germany
already are there.
Close. But the thing is that it's not just that the fact that America's always done it. It's the fact that we are the ideal despite our failings. And so most people are going to look to us to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't go over there and tell them, stop doing that, we should try and at least work with the government. You know, make it prison. I mean, for God's sakes. You don't have to kill your populace in order to... You're not going to stop it. You're not. Yeah. There is no way to stop it. You know, I just wish I could round up all these Christians who believe that it's a choice, put them into a room and make them stay there until either they see the light or they're dead. One or the other.
I've always been a believer that, you know, if you think about it, you know, why do people still believe that it's a choice? That's my big thing, because... You know, there are countries like Uganda where if you are gay, you're killed, you know, and stuff like that where and that, you know, people are still being killed because of it. So why would, you know, why would someone go, I'm going to be gay? You know, I think I'm going to be gay right now and get killed. You know, why would they even choose to do that?
Well, and it's like in the Arab countries. The reason why it doesn't get mentioned in the Arab countries is because it's a religious thing.
Yeah.
It's different. You know, and the thing is that so many sins have been committed in the name of God, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's a religious thing, and also the Saudis are the Saudis and other Arab countries are our friends, and we don't there's a line from The West Wing that I can't remember, but it's something about we don't talk to our friends like that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we should.
Yeah.
If you're a true friend, you tell your friend, you know what, that dress looks like you're wearing a hat full of batshit crazy.
There you go.
And I'm not going to stop being your friend because of it. But I'm going to seriously rethink anytime I might offer you a new dress or a new frock. Because you're pairing that together like it was meant to be when I'm looking at you going, yeah, that's just an option.
No. No, girl, that looks horrible.
Yeah, exactly. not only is it bad shit crazy, it's crap.
There you go.
You're treating your citizens, and that's the thing, you should have an open dialogue with these countries. But unfortunately, most of these countries look at us and go, well, you're not doing it, so why should we?
Yeah, that's true.
I heard that account from somebody not too long ago. I'm like, going, that's the reason why I'm kind of like on the fence about certain things. But,
well, alrighty then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stick with my belief that we need to be more concerned about what's going on here at home with our own people as a priority. Once we have our own house in order, then we can help the world. But until then, we need to get our own house in order first.
So never.
So, yeah, pretty much, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, I do believe in international relations because there are things such as trade, which we have to deal with the rest of the world. It's just I never really ever understood where the Iraq thing with the where we actually went in and took out Hussein happened. It was like. George Bush Jr. was like, you know what? Dad went in there, but he didn't kill Saddam Hussein. So let's go in and take him out. Because this was just after 9/11. And from my understanding, everything was supposed to be happening in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Well, and then all of a sudden, he decides to go out to Iraq. And I'm like, what?
When Bush was elected, I remember commenting to a friend at one point. I said, we're going back to Iraq. And then 9/11 happened, and I remember telling a friend, I go, we're going back to Iraq. This is a justification to finish his daddy's war.
Nice.
And because I knew it. I knew Bush was an asshole from the get-go. I knew he was daddy's little boy, and he was going to finish what his daddy started.
Nice.
And, oh, God. And I still remember him being elected, just wanting to just like punch people in the face, particularly my family. Anyway, but the thing, I mean, like, even if you don't, I mean, hell, my family voted, what's his name? The little short Texas dude with the ears that.
Perot.
My family voted for Perot.
Yeah, the guy that had the Looney Tune as his running mate.
Okay. Can't it spinach.
Anyway, so. Yeah, oh, God, no, I know, but anyway.
I understood the Afghanistan thing. We're going after
Osama.
Al-Qaeda there, right?
Osama!
Osama bin Laden. I understood that. I was okay with that. But the whole Iraq thing was just like, oh, hi, Iraq. Yeah, I remember that from when Dad was doing his Desert Shield thing. Well, he did his Desert Shield thing. And then that ended, and he got everybody out. And as far as I know, there was not like 3 or 4 years before they left.
Yeah.
I mean, the withdrawal from Iraq took forever. And I'm like, what is taking so long? Just get them out of there where we're done. We're finished.
Yeah. But we are.
Down the bitches dead.
I mean, sure, take the military out and put some civilians in to help them, get their government back in order, and just to kind of as assistance because, we're nice people.
Yeah.
But I mean, just being there in the first place after Desert Storm was already considered over and everything, as far as I knew, there really wasn't anything really going on that required us to jump in there. It was just Daddy's boy wanting to take care of Saddam Hussein for his dad. And he, look, Dad, I killed Saddam Hussein for you.
A guy was a national Zionist, but or not a Zionist, wrong word. He was an ideologue, but, you know, the thing is that Hussein really, I mean, granted, he was a brutal dictator, but he kind of stayed out of the way.
It just at one time he wanted to get the oil from Kuwait.
Yeah, and that, we put him back into a corner and left him alone. We're the ones who put Hussein in power to begin with.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, go back and read the sordid history of our dealings with putting up puppet governments and how badly it turns out for us.
Yeah, Jim Henson was really good at putting up Muppets.
Alrighty.
And on that note.
Oh, so now comes the difficult part.
Uh-oh.
I'm leaving the show.
No! Oh.
Damn it, me and Jeff had put bets on you either finding a boyfriend, moving to a new city, or getting a better job.
No, that's what we were hoping.
Oh, okay.
What I didn't tell you to begin with, as soon as I found that in the show notes, the first thing I was like, oh no, he's leaving. And then I was like, okay, alternatives. So to that I actually hoping for moving to a new city, getting a boyfriend, actually getting a boyfriend and moving to a new city. And then Ben suggested, or, you know, either or would be fine too.
Well,
that I'm like, but the whole time without saying a word, I was thinking to myself, he's going to say it. He's going to leave.
You know, and it's just that in light of a lot of the things that have been going on recently, I just can't commit to the show as much as I'd like to.
Aww.
I mean, the last few episodes that I've done, it's been like pulling teeth to get. I mean, Jeff knows it's bad to get us to do anything, but to get myself to do something, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's difficult. And, you know, with, you know, being diagnosed with diabetes and, you know, the MRSA outbreak and, you know, everything, and it's getting into the holidays, and I can already feel the oncoming storm of just, I really don't want to do anything besides just lay in bed and forget the world exists on my days off. I you know, that's the biggest thing, is that I can't commit to the show as much as I'd like to be able to. And it's been brewing for a while. This isn't just been, you know, my blood work came back bad. I need to focus on myself. No, it hasn't been a couple of weeks. It's been more like 2 or 3 months.
Mm.
This has been like kind of been brewing in the back of my brain and trying to, how I even formulated, you know, an excuse, you know, 2 weeks ago. And I was like going, no, I'm not going to do it. These guys deserve more. And so I just basically was like, that's the reason why I was so quiet that the last episode I was on. I was just like, I really don't have anything to contribute because the well is running dry.
Oh.
You know, and honestly, I'm not closing the door to coming back because I'd love to come back and play with you guys because you're my, you're like some of my closest friends.
Oh,
you know, I'm not closing the door. Closing the door to coming back. I'm just saying, you know, for right now, I need to focus on myself.
Focus on yourself.
And ladies and gentlemen, what you won't hear is about the time Jeff hits the stop button, I'm like, oh God, thank God I'm away from those whores.
Oh, no.
On air?
Let's hope we don't
hear
that.
No, off air. We'd hit the button and...
No, I wouldn't even say it on mic.
he's so inclined that he doesn't say it.
No, I'm a classy cunt like that. But no, the thing is that it's just, I think it's time. I think it's, I just need to focus on myself and getting healthy and, you know, deal with.
I
always
feel like playing the theme song or the ending theme for the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh.
We had this time
together.
Okay.
Minus Lyle Wagner.
All of a sudden, I've got Carol Burnett's last episode. She's standing there crying, and I'm welling up.
Oh.
Oh, God, I loved the Carol Burnett Show as a kid. When they finally did the last episode on Nick at Night, I just died.
Oh.
Because, you know, I didn't know it was a repeat.
wow.
Yeah, well, you know.
I still cry, but
there were certain things I was just really stupid about.
I don't know. I can still cry to Snoopy Come Home, even though I've seen it like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, well, hell, Steel Magnolias, I cry just about every single time. But, no, the thing is that it's just, you know, focusing on myself. And I need to find a way to replenish the well, you know. So, you know, that means doing things for myself because, you know, ever since the diagnosis, it's been a complete and total priority change.
Mm.
You know, it's like I said the last time when we were talking about this, this is my new reality. I have to make sure I fully understand that. And so when that happens, your priorities shift, as they should.
Yeah.
There are certain things that you did before. I mean, I look at a basket of candy now and go, ooh, let's see. That would mean my blood sugar would be way up and over 200 if I ate everything there.
Yeah.
It'd be up and over 500 if I ate everything there.
Yeah.
And I can't do that to myself. So, you know, it's priorities are shifting. And unfortunately, the show's not getting as much attention as it should. Because I should want to come here and do this and be with you guys and, you know, have fun for, you know, a couple of hours every Sunday. Because it is fun. But like I said, the last few months, it hasn't been.
And ultimately you do what you have to do,
right.
What is best for you. I mean, it's like, look at me. Me and you talked a number of times that I was tempted to leave the show because my life got so hectic, and it still is. It will be for another 2 weeks. But, you know, we all have to make decisions that reflect on us. And if you feel that the best thing for you is to take some time away, go do what you need to do, come back every now and then and say, hi, you know.
And here's how I like to compare it, at least this is just my way of doing it because I'm a geek this way. But it's kind of like a being on a raid team in WoW.
Oh, God.
Here's the reason why I say this, okay? Okay, just work with
me. Let them hear them out.
Okay. Because being on a raid team, there's 10 people that you're committing to. Everybody there is hoping that you're going to be there so that they have their full 10-man team so that they can go in and kill a boss. They've been working on this one, been wiping like 19 times the last time. They know they're going to get it this time. They've developed a good strat and everything, but you don't show up. Well, sometimes you don't because real life gets in the way.
Right. Indeed.
You know, because things happen to you in real life outside of the game, outside of the pocket. I mean, for God's sakes, we don't even get paid for this shit.
Right.
I really wish we could, and anybody would like to donate, let me know. Just shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Anyways.
Oh, here we go again. Oh, by the way, if you want to buy any movies or music, go to Amazon.com and put in Jeff Anderson as your...
I really need to put a link on the website, but that's beside the point. I mean, this isn't something anybody is technically required to do. I just want to put out a show that other people will enjoy and put it up on the feed for podcasts because I enjoy doing it. Although sometimes I feel like it's work. It just, you know, you might hear me at sometimes not saying a word or anything. And I'm really just here kind of listening, but snoozing at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. Not because it's boring, just because it's not necessarily the topic we're talking about is interesting or anything. And I'm just like, because of other things that have been going on in my life around everything else, I'm just tired, and I just didn't really want to be there that day. or something like that. And that's just real life. And if and I mean, if this was more of a professional production, I mean, that would be looking at it a little bit differently. But we're not. And we just hope that people really like our show. And if we get tired or need a break, we
take it.
Take it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, I took a 6-week sabbatical.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I had to. You know, I just had absolutely no choice. You know, because I couldn't. I was in the same boat. I couldn't devote. You know, I couldn't devote the time to the show that needed. And you know, and right now it's even hard for me too, just because I just. You know, I mean, I have so much other crap going on in my life, but I know that now that we have new resources, such as the good folks over Bear Underground, we got new people listening to us.
Right.
You know, we got people that weren't listening to us before that are now listening to us. And, you know, it's all about growth. And the thing is with growth is sometimes, you know, the old goes out. Sometimes the new come in. I mean, look at the three of us.
You're the new.
We're the new. You know, but the thing is, you know, as time goes on, you know, people transition out, people transition in, you know. And on that note, I'd also like to say real quickly, if you would like to be a guest host on the show, hey, give us a call. What's the phone number?
361-265-8255.
I actually forgot the phone number. Is that like really pathetic or what?
I actually had it memorized. I didn't even look at that when I read it, when I said it. 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL talk. See, you don't even have to memorize numbers except for 361.
Isn't that awesome?
COL talk. As long as you know that, you just look at your phone. You see the C, which is a 2, and the O, which is a 6, the L, which is a 5, and the T, which is an 8, A is a 2, L is in 5, and K is on that same key. So, I mean, all phones have the letters on there. She should know that. Otherwise, 361-265-8255. Also, shoot us an email. comesoutloud@gmail.com. Nice. Also, because of certain transition, if any of you are using the anything with email address of @comesoutloud.com, we have had a transition. Those emails are not working at this time, but that's because we rarely ever had anything for them. So we're just keeping the Gmail account. Everything was going there anyways, so it goes to the same exact place.
And if you know, those of you who are listening, you guys really, you should come on, come play with these guys. I mean, you'll have a blast.
Yes.
You know, Ben will talk over you, Damon will laugh at everything you say, and Jeff will be checked out mentally.
Nice. There you go. And there you go.
All right. So let's move on.
Okay.
Okay. So, what was last week's poll? Since I was
last week's poll. So Ben found this coloring book called Big Jim and Friends, and so we decided. You gotta look at the cover.
The cover says
poll. So we asked, "Do you want the Big Jim and Friends coloring book?" Nice, simple question, right? Only got 12 responses.
I was going to say, did we get nice, simple answers?
Well, two of them. Yes and no. Yes was given by 7 people. No by 3 people. Then there was 2 more other ones. One said no, but the original man that it's based on who is driving. So he likes the driver. And he wants the driver.
Nice.
And also somebody says depends on how big Jim really is.
Oh,
that's that. This week we're actually asking if you did participate in Black Friday events. You know, yes, I am a sadist with sensible shoes. I just bought a huge discount. No, I don't like shoes or TVs or anything else. Another one, I didn't participate. I survived. What's Black Friday? And, of course, other. Okay, so out of these 5, we put this up before to see if we could get some responses. We always like having at least something to begin with. Can you guys, without looking, can you guys tell me which category has gotten the most votes so far. We've got 7 votes right now.
I didn't participate. I survived.
I'm going to go yes. I'm a sadist.
I'm sorry, Robert. What did you say?
What's Black Friday?
I have a feeling the answer is probably other.
It is.
Wow.
So no one said yes. No one said yes, I'm a sadist. One person said no, I don't like shoes or TVs or anything. One said I didn't participate, I survived. No one said what's Black Friday. But 5 people had another answer.
Nice.
We've got I may be black, but I'm not stupid.
Wow.
Wow.
One said watch TV. So I'm assuming he just watched TV during Black Friday. Third is, I am black every Friday, so I guess.
These are hilarious.
Another says, does working it and dealing with the maddening crowds count?
You survived.
Yeah.
I would say that would be the survived. And last but not least, I shopped online in a calm, leisurely fashion throughout the day. Guess who said that one? Someone we know. Yes.
Chess. I remember posting about it.
One of my friends posted on Facebook a picture of him sitting at the computer. He goes, I'm shopping Black Friday. I feel so rushed. Wow.
Update. We got another vote. We had someone vote. Yes, I am a sadist. The sadist
nice.
Was
such
a huge discount.
Probably one of our friends on Bear Underground.
Yay.
Possibly.
Yeah. We really need to be able to track their IP addresses.
Yeah, that would be.
Oh, I'm sure to do that, but the only thing is I click on the IP analysis, and it says upgrade your account today to Pro.
Oh, of course it does.
Nice.
I don't know. How much is that? Oh, $200 per year.
And on that note, shall we continue on with the show then?
Yeah, I'll just go with it. I'm not worrying about that.
For free.
You know what? This.
Oh, yes. Is it that time again?
It is that time.
It's time for Love on Craigslist, bringing you the best of love and lust. And I'm going to start it off this week, and we're going to actually have to post this picture in the show notes. I'm sending it to the other guys so they can see the picture.
Oh, God.
The title is Miss Piggy Seeks Kermit.
I am scared 19. Of this.
Oh, dear God.
I'm hoping that you can tell several things about me from my picture. 1, I'm a plus-sized woman. 2, I have a great sense of humor. And 3, I like to enjoy life. You tell me, what can you see?
Woman who loves cheap feather boas.
Exactly. I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready to meet that special someone. I'm not looking for a friends with benefits relationship, but somebody I can get to know and build a relationship with. Let's get to know each other and see where things lead. Now, it's not that the ad itself is weird. It's the picture in the ad.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, while I'm thinking about it right now, I'm putting it in the show notes, the link for it, because the picture says it all.
Oh, my God.
And no, nobody reveal what it is. That's for our listeners to be excited at. But the picture, I think, makes it all. It was either that or breastfeeding executives.
Save that for next week.
Now we've, well, yeah.
Oh, God.
Go. Okay. If she was male and it was Mr. Piggy's looking to see Kermit, it would actually totally fit with our community.
Well, at least I didn't read the one about the adult diapers.
Oh.
We won't worry about that one next week.
Oh, my God.
So, Damon.
he's too shocked by
this. I'm a little shocked for the moment. Give me a moment.
Okay, in that case, Robert.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you guys the sex because it'll give it away. But it comes out of Florida. And it says, looking for a guy who has a foreskin who gets smegma cheese.
Ew.
Now, based on that, tell me the sex of the partners.
Latino.
No.
That is not a sex.
Woman for man, tranny for man, what is
I'm going to go tranny for man.
Damon, your guess?
I think woman for man.
And Jack, care to venture?
I think he's too
good. I feel like this is some sort of trick question because I keep thinking it's a woman for man because it can't be a man for man because we haven't been doing men for men at all. I'm going to go for men for men just to have that third different type in there.
You should have stuck with your first choice, Jeff. Damon is correct. It's a woman for men. Any guys who are uncut get lots of smegma cheese. Looking for a guy who would not wash his cock for three or more days. The longer the better. Love the smell of a dirty cock. Yeah, I'm weird. Since stats in the pick is serious, not looking for a clean freak.
Oh my god.
And that comes out of Broward County in Florida.
Oh, she's got to be a black woman then.
Oh, you never know.
Broward County? Please.
Yeah, I don't care. Ew.
Disgusting. Oh. Things that matter the shade.
It's smegma. That's all I got to say.
Okay, and on that note, Damon, yikes.
God.
Another minute, Damon.
I'm so far thinking Robert's winning this one.
I think he might. That's just crazy. So this one,
it would be even better, though, if my Miss Piggy was into that.
God, ew. Oh. Brainwash.
Have I won again?
Good. You're damaging Damon.
Damaging my poor fragile psyche. Okay. So I was in Louisville, so I figured I'd go back there. And I found this one. Fat boy looking for a doctor. Real or role play? 24 Highview. I'm a bigger guy looking to try doctor role play. You can either be a real doctor, which would be one hell of a turn on, or you can roleplay being one. I want to come in, get undressed, and you can give me an exam, including the latex gloves and fingers. After you're done with the exam, you can keep me bent over the bed or table, and I will bottom for you. This is just one of my fantasies. If you like this or have some of your own you want to try, message me. Let's talk about them, and then we can meet or do some kinky stuff. I have no limits other than bathroom play. Pain is fine if you like giving it. You must like beer guys, not huge, but beer belly type.
Is this Kenji Desaad?
Oh.
He's a skinny little fuck.
Yeah, this is a bigger guy. You must host for this, and I would like to find a guy near Fern Creek, Oklahoma, J-Town, or Aries is Louisville. This would be great to do on a weekly basis. Real doctors move to the front of the line, but depending on how kinky you are, you might have a better chance.
So can we hook him up with Kenji? Sounds like they'd get along real good.
Oh my god.
I love you, Kenji. You know that.
But yeah, that's
one's good, but I think Robert's had cheese.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have to go with the cheese.
I think if you put smegma in anything, you might as well just go, okay, that's you win. No,
I still like to mix it with Miss Piggy, though.
Ew, no. God,
is
no.
Is that where she gets the piggy from?
Oh, okay.
By the way, I saw the greatest stuff. I know Jeff's familiar with Garden Ridge. Garden Ridge is just like this great big store that it's like the Walmart of home decor.
Who said I was familiar with this place?
Because they have them in Austin.
Yeah, doesn't mean I'm familiar with it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
They had this. They had these great Christmas decorations for. They were like those lawn decorations, that was pigs and bears.
This is where Ben goes very gay.
I know. I was like sitting there thinking, God, if it wasn't for my thieving neighbors, I'd probably have them.
Nice.
The people I can't get rid of, no matter how hard. My New Year's resolution to get rid of them. If anybody knows where I can
legally,
find it,
Ross, safely,
legally.
Okay, then I'll put a picture. Then I'll put a picture of a burning cross on their yard.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's horrible.
No.
I told you I'm an equal opportunity discriminator. I hate everybody the same.
Yeah, that's okay.
But these people make everybody else look bad. Ugh.
Did they make everybody else look bad, or did they make everybody else look good?
Oh, but I'm bummed.
That could go either way, really.
Yeah. Alrighty. I think we're at picks now. Picks.
Yeah, my ass is kind of itching a little bit.
Ew.
Sorry.
So have you been practicing for your husband?
Yeah, no, actually I was told not to.
Oh god.
Yes, so it's going to be very,
I'm
very...
So sorry. Okay, yeah, yeah. So the weekend that he's not coming home, if you don't want to come on because you can't sit, that's fine.
I'll be doing the whole show standing up.
Oh, there we go.
Or laying on my side.
Oh, God.
It may be a very, very bad weekend. All I know is I have been told more lube the better.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I have to just buy brake fluid.
Oh, God.
It's got a nice slick consistency. It's made of silicone.
Oh.
Yeah, so our picks this week. Mine is, and I hate to admit, I'm kind of like a closet brony. So.
Do you watch My Little Pony Friendship?
Okay, actually, the funny thing is, I don't really so much watch it. I like all the parodies.
Yeah.
So that's why I say I'm like a closet brony, including the Dot Mov series from Hot Diggity Demon, which I highly recommend. And by the way, for those of you who care, swag.mov will be out December 22nd. The preview is online. So if you have been watching the Dot Mov series, it's pretty damn funny. But I found this off of College Humor, which, of course, as we know, is always a very fun little group of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's My Little Brony, and I subtitle it The Truth Behind Bronies, Ponies, and Fleshlights. Several people finally saw it the other night in a Google Plus hangout, and I think David Riviere was just about lost it.
Wow.
But it shows the truth behind the bronies. And it, believe it or not, it does involve fleshlights.
Oh, God. I don't think I want to know.
Yeah, watch it. Oh. It's not as bad as it seems.
No, but it's the College Humor people. Come on, it can't be that bad.
Oh, I know.
The animation's really good.
Yeah, it's actually very surprising.
It looks so close.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, I also once again have to recommend the Dot Mov series from Hot Diggity Demon. You can find that on YouTube.
Moving on.
Okay. So I want to thank, like I said, Lewis. I really don't have how to say your last name. Empidonax. Anyway,
sounds
from Bruiser.
Yeah. There you go.
For posting this. And once again, I apologize to everyone for yet another Call Me Maybe pick. So
I was finally over it.
Yeah, everyone's finally over it. But I found this one and he posted and I was like, this is hilarious. And it is the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen military tribute.
Even though she's Canadian.
But it's not her. God. Anyway. It's some military convoy somewhere. I'm thinking Afghanistan. I'm not sure. Doing a fun dance along to the Call Me Maybe song. One word, gay. Two words, really gay. just because, I mean, you're looking at this and I will say this in the nicest way possible. Either these guys were like strippers and dancers and whatnot before they went into the military, or they took a lot of time choreographing this thing, and they probably had someone choreograph the fuck out of this, because it's not only is it on point, but it's actually really entertaining, like for the sake of. And I mean, and half naked guys are always, you know, pretty nice. And there's some cute little guys in this video. But also, they have too much rhythm to be these straight boys. I'm sorry. They're on and on it. And it freaks me out because I'm like, okay. And then there are a couple of them that are really, really, really playing to the camera. Maybe a little too much. So if one or two of them ain't gay, you know, thank God, you know, don't ask, don't tell, but repeal. That's all I got to say. There's the one, if you've looked at the video, there's one with like a really small mustache and this black hair that almost looks feathered. And he's swishing it around and does this like back thing, and it's just like, honey,
stop it.
You're so
you thought the flag at.
Yeah, so it was really, really great. And I know that they were doing, you know, thanking the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders, I'm thinking who did something, but I don't know what they did. I don't really care.
Here, what you do is you click the link that's on the sidebar where it says, Call Me Maybe by Miami Dolphins.
Well, there you go. I don't really care what they did.
By the way, we have breaking news real quickly on Google Plus. If Dan Hodges would stop posting fucking pictures of himself. Sorry, okay. Dan, I love you too, but 10 pictures in a row, really, dude? So as we're sitting here just a moment ago talking about Kenji, he posts a video for Latour. People are still having sex.
Ha.
So he must have known we were talking about him.
Nice.
So.
But yeah.
Now return you to this regularly scheduled pick.
Yeah. So it was really freaking good. That's all I got to say. Well choreographed. Good job. So yeah.
Yeah, those military guys do some pretty good stuff because they did a Gundam style video too.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, that was actually really cool. It was a Navy one.
Yeah,
I'm over
and,
that.
And it was just a bunch of Navy guys and in their white outfits. It was
there nice. Were no horses, so therefore it wasn't any good.
It was good. I thought so. And I think yeah.
You know, and I do have to. I really think that I really like these military guys, like on their downtime, are doing these type of videos. Just because, for all intents and purposes, this is also something that they can use for once they're out of the military.
Yeah,
because it's like I have experience making videos. What videos were you in? Oh, well, there was the Miami Dolphins Cheerleaders Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen, a video that we did from the thing with the stuff.
And don't forget feature presentation at activeduty.com.
No, I don't think you probably point in that direction.
Yeah, but if you've ever seen some of those guys on activeduty.com, you know.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's your style. That's not my style. you can have all the guys from the...
Hey, come on. The guys on ActiveDuty.com are fucking hot.
Yeah, to you.
Okay. Nothing like hot military guys. But anyways, Robert. Tell us about your pick.
Robert?
Hello?
You can unmute now.
He quit the show early.
No.
Sorry, my mic was off.
Yeah,
that's pretty obvious.
No, I had a coughing fit, so I... Oh. And then I just forgot to turn it back on. No, I didn't abandon you guys mid-show. I wouldn't do that. Well, actually, I would, but, you know, that's...
I would. Bye.
Click on this. Anyway, so mine is called Steamer and Stories. I can't remember. The guys who do it, they do a bunch of like funny videos and that kind of stuff. And this is one I found, somebody posted over on, I believe, After Elton. And, but they've done like, this is one that's Gay Kiss. They've got one called Not Gay Halloween, the Easter Bunny, new horoscope signs. And these conversations happen between guys in the steam room, and this one just happens to be about a gay kiss that may or may not have been started by a lie. So, but they're really funny. They're short. They're like 3-4 minutes max. And I watched like 5 of them like at once, and I was like going, okay, this is just too funny.
Yes.
But yeah, they're just, and it's just, something cute and fun, and the Gay Kiss one, though, it just cracked me up because there's a twist at the end.
Kind of like the Carly Rae Jepsen video?
Kind of. But yeah, so that's my pick for the week. It's steamroomstories.com, and they're Gay Kiss, they're YouTube videos. They're pretty cool.
Excellent.
And by the way, Kenji just commented that he's flattered that we mentioned him. He thinks.
So, wait until he listens to the show.
Yeah, we may all be in trouble.
No, I think you're the one that mentioned it. So I think you're the one that's in trouble.
I don't think he'll hold it against me, or at least not too much.
Alrighty.
So is that it?
I think that's it.
Cool. That means I can get back to doing laundry. Yay. And cleaning house and writing an opening statement. And...
Well, fun. So there's plenty of ways to contact us. Let us know. We could, you know what? We're starting to run low on topics.
Yeah.
So
by the way, I wanted to start. I want to do a contest, a topic contest. We're going to take next 2 weeks. We're going to take your ideas for topics. The winner, whoever gets the best topic, as decided by me, Jeff, Damon, and we'll even let Robert help decide this one.
Yay, Robert!
And they will win a copy of Illusion by Cyber Bears.
Ooh.
The DVD, including interactive menus, hardcore photo gallery, and trailers for upcoming Cyber Bear features, along with deleted scenes, because, you know, it's always fun to watch the guy bust his nut and start laughing his head off. That's from Cyber Bears. The movie is Illusion. It's a little older, but it's not one of my favorites.
Oh, great promotion there,
man. But it might be yours. So, well, they wouldn't feature me in any other movies.
I suppose I'm disqualified.
Yeah, I would think so. Sorry. Just look it up on the Pirate Bay. You'll be okay.
Nice.
Yes, and hopefully eventually here, the guys at the Complete Bears will finally put up the Best of Bear polling.
Nice. Yeah, that one just keeps getting knocked down more and more every
week. Well, he's always been known to not get it up when he says, but voting will be from November 16th through the 20th, through the end of December. And it's like he never has it up on the 15th. So.
Oh,
okay, what is this?
Oh.
Dogs plus
so Lulu Dallas, Douglas.
Yeah.
Lulu Douglas multipass.
So there you go.
Nice.
So how are the many ways that they can tell us what their topic ideas are?
Pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. Leave a comment on the blog. Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail, 361-265-8255. What better way to tell us the topic than actually tell us the topic? That's 361-COL-TALK. Also, you know, there's usually a voicemail mail app on your phone. Use that. Mail it to the cubsoutloud@gmail. That works, too. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Google Plus at gplus.2/cubsoutloud. Also, pop over to bearunderground.net. Join the Underground Nation. And go over to the group section. You can find the Cubs Out Loud group.
Yay.
And also buddy us up. Because there's also a Cubs Out Loud account.
Yeah.
Ben, Damon, Robert.
Ben.
Whoever wants to go.
Yay, okay, well, you can reach me just about anywhere on the web with the exception of Adam for Adam and Bruiser at TatDude806, because if you can find me on Bruiser, you're a bad motherfucker. Because you ain't going to find me on there, but somehow they keep finding me. I don't know how the hell that works out. But don't forget, Best Topic gets a copy of Cyber Bears, the movie's Illusion. So, starring Brendan, J. Matthew, J. Masters, somebody who I can't pronounce his name, Chris Kuma, Taz, and Fuzzy Cub.
Nice.
I happen to know Brendan, so.
Copy of Illusions. I think I may have a copy of Illusions somewhere.
Well, if Damon has a copy, maybe we can give two copies away.
Well, mine's opened and.
Well, so was mine. Actually, I take the back. You know what's funny? Mine is open, but it's never been pulled out of the thing ever.
Nice.
Yeah, because like I said, I saw my roommate also happened to get a copy of it.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear for One. Bear 411, Bruiser R, Bear Underground.
And I'm Robbie Bobby over on Bear Underground.
Yay!
Yay. I'm Box Puppy on Bear Underground, by the way. Box Puppy or Box Cub practically everywhere.
Box Tech.
Box Tech. That's also one. Yes. All right,
where were we?
Oh, yeah.
If it involves boxes.
We're going to say goodnight, everybody!
Goodnight, everybody.